This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is directing the 50 states as well as territories and tribal governments to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccine by the start of May and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July. In a primetime address to the nation Thursday night, Mr. Biden said he would deploy more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, such as medical students, veterinarians, and dentists, to deliver shots. The president warned that, quote, we may have to reinstate restrictions, end quote, if Americans fail to commit to stay vigilant, social distancing, and other precautions to help stem the virus. Mr. Biden said this is not the time to let up. Scores of Myanmar policemen and their families have now fled to India, security officials said Friday, with one officer telling AFP that the authorities are, quote, beating and torturing, end quote, protesters. Myanmar's military authorities are cracking down with increasing severity on daily protests against their last month's coup, with at least 70 people killed, according to the UN's top rights expert on the country. Meanwhile, around 500 railway workers showed their opposition to the military government in Mandalay, Myanmar, Friday, marching down a city street despite the threat of lethal force from security forces. Thursday, one anti-coup demonstrator was shot dead in the city, according to local media and social media posts. In the days following the February 1st takeover, the city saw huge rallies and marches. Officials in southwestern Pakistan said Friday an explosion at a coal mine in Balochistan province has killed six miners. Reuters reports the blast was triggered by, quote, accumulating methane gas, end quote. Two miners were rescued from the mine before the blast, according to a Chinese news service. Many of the